This meditation is an opportunity to reformat and refocus your relationship to your pain. Let's begin as we always do. Sit comfortably, settle into the seat, and feel the support beneath your legs and against your back. Allow your eyes to simply and easily close as you follow the sound of my voice. I want you to turn your attention inward and go to a place in your body where right now you're feeling discomfort or pain. I want you to imagine that as you look inside, you're able to visualize your pain. I'd like you to look at its shape and its color, perhaps its sound and its texture. As you do, you'll begin to imagine. And these imaginings will tell you a bit about how you see your pain. Begin with imagining its shape. Wonder whether it's a little tight, hard ball, or is it prickly? Is it smooth? What shape is it? Identify each of these characteristics so that you recognize the shape, the texture, and the feel of your pain. I'd like you to do the same with the color of your pain. What color is it? Is it bright red? Is it black or white? Green. Just allow the idea of a color to float into your mind. And then using your inner ear, listen for any kinds of sounds that might be connected with your pain. There might be loud clashing sounds, or monotonous drum beats, or maybe not much sound at all. You can move from there to identify the size of your pain. Your pain might be a tiny pea-shaped little thing, or it might feel as big as a basketball. Whatever size seems right to you, just hold that thought and hold those details in your mind. Now, of course, I don't know what you've just imagined, so I'm going to have to try to work with you despite the fact that I don't know what you're imagining. But that's okay, because you're really going to do all the hard work, and it's not that hard at all. Go back to the sensation of the feel of your pain and begin to make changes. If your pain was pointy and sharp, see what happens if you imagine smoothing the texture. If it was lumpy, see what happens if you make it more symmetrical. If it was hard, imagine what might happen if it became soft. As you modify each of these characteristics, notice as you make the modification whether the feeling of the pain increases or decreases. We're just playing with it right now to see what happens as you change the picture in your mind. And of course, I want you to keep track of things that you might do that reduce the pain. Now do the same thing with the color. If it was a really, really bright color, make it dimmer. If it was a dim, bland color, make it something bright and spectacular. See what happens as you shift the intensity and the color of your pain. Again, looking for those ways that cause the pain to diminish or to change for the better in any way. We'll do the same now with the size. Remember, we talked about it being perhaps the size of a pea or maybe even as large as a basketball. So this time, I just want you to change its size. Imagine that you could hook your pain up to an air compressor and that you could turn it on and turn it off, and the pain would get bigger, and then it would get smaller, and it would look like a balloon, and then it would almost vanish. And just play around with what happens if you change the size of your pain. And last but not least, we don't want to forget sound. So if it was an uncomfortable sound, make it a pleasant sound. If there wasn't any sound, try adding a sound. Try subtracting, try moving things around, bring in a symphony orchestra if you want to. Just play and see if anything that you do in the sound area causes the pain to shift. Now you're going to need to take some time to think about this, so we'll put a little pause here in this reflection. And I would invite you to just play. Change a few things, see what happens. We'll be back in a minute. I trust that you've found that modifying some of the characteristics of your pain has also reduced the pain you feel in your body. I trust that you have experimented a little with this and you're wondering now what to do with this. I'd like to ask you to do just one more thing. I'd like you to pick the characteristics which cause you the least amount of pain and visualize that object, ball, whatever it is, and hold it in your mind. I want you to notice your distance from that pain. In other words, is it right in your face or is it back a bit? Is it in the other part of the room? Is it floating in the air? Is it rolling on the ground? Where is it? What I want you to do is push it back a bit. It's a sort of like you're the editor of your own movie, and you know how editors are. You can make things fuzzy and dim. You can make things fade into the background crowd. You can do close-ups. You can do all kinds of things as a film director. So what I want you to do right now is to be your own director. Hold that object out there and shift it around. Light it differently. Make it bigger, but maybe move it to the back of the stage. Push it around a bit and just see what happens as you gain a bit more distance and a bit more control over your pain. See if that changes anything. This is just a little mind experiment that I wanted to give you, and I hope that you'll understand what's been going on. Everything in our minds are creations of the way that we think. We just simply are up there fiddling around all day long, changing, moving, making things mean what we want them to mean, and nothing's very real. As you notice, you can bring almost anything to your attention and then do almost anything with it. I hope you'll take this seriously and have a look at how you relate to your pain as your pain arises. See if some of the things you learned about changing the color and the tone, the texture, the sound, even the smell and the taste of your pain, if you really want to get into that, can be modified even more and perhaps even improved upon. Continue to experiment. Try different things. Move your pain around and see what helps. You really just want to experiment in the theater of your mind and then just allow yourself to play with that as time goes by. Now, allow your consciousness to tune back into my voice. Allow that image of your pain to fade. And then have one big deep breath and as you exhale, come on back to waking consciousness, feeling fully awake, fully alert, and ready to carry on with your day.